This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick
and Tim. We're crossing live right now to Dean McCarthy, a Hollywood reporter live in the States.
He knows a lot of famous people. He speaks to a lot of insiders. So it's up to him to give us a bit more insight on this one, I reckon, Tim.
Dino, can you tell us who bit Beyonce on the face?
That is like the $50 million question happening in Hollywood today. Who bit Beyonce? The rumor is this. TMZ and a few other outlets are reporting that Sana Latham bit her. Now, Sana Latham, if you're wondering who that was, she was in The Best Man. She was in Brown Sugar. She was in Alien vs. Predator. She was in on Broadway, Rising in the Sun. She's kind of like a really well-known American actress, not that well-known overseas. Was it her? She went on Twitter and said that it wasn't her. She actually posted, "It wasn't me. If it was me, it would have been a love bite." But lots of sources are saying that it was. Chrissy Teigen, who we all love, she says that she knows. Now, the reason I think no one's going to claim who it was is because Beyonce at the time said to Tiffany that this person was, you know, on drugs.
Oh. So I
think, we probably won't. If she hadn't said that, maybe they'd be more chill and more, like, you know, easygoing about revealing the person. But I don't think anyone's going to tell us. I don't think we're going to know.
Wow.
So do we know the circumstances? Where did it happen? Where was Beyonce? Yes. How did it all go down?
Yes. Good question. It was at a Hollywood party. It was a house party, actually. Big stars were there. Tiffany Haddish was there. Beyonce, Jay-Z were all there. It was around the time of... It was last year, December last year. It must have been a Christmas party, actually. Anyway, that's how it happened. Very exclusive party. I mean, clearly, it has to be someone that Beyonce knows that can get that close to her, that can hug her. Mm. I met Beyonce at a meet and greet, and I was not allowed to hug her. They were like... Just shake her hand, no hugs, no gifts.
Whoa.
You know, she doesn't hug people.
Whoa.
Okay, so hug people.
It must be someone close.
Someone that she knew.
Yeah. So did it actually do damage, the bite? Did it actually like...
No.
No.
Good question. No, it didn't do damage. She was still... She raced over to Jay-Z after it happened, okay? And she was like, she told Jay-Z and they ran out into the VIP section. But then not long after, she was out at the bar and kind of talking to her friends, Tiffany Haddish. So it wasn't like blood drawing or anything, but apparently it gave Beyonce quite the shock because... She would be very... It's very bizarre that someone would bite you on the face, especially when you're Beyonce. She'd be not used to that.
I just love that there was a house party, but there was also a VIP section. I was like, oh, I can relate to this. I can relate to this story.
I've been to a house party.
I cannot relate to this story anymore.
No, I can't. No.
This Friday is Good Friday, a fantastic public holiday. It's a great day off and also a great chance to raise money, much-needed funds, for the Royal Children's Hospital. So many Central Victorians benefit it from you know, young babies to... suits kids in their teens as well. It's a fantastic initiative. And in Central Victoria, the Uncle Bob's Club get behind it every year. Bec Pryor joins us. Is this your biggest day?
Absolutely. Our main event for the year. So we've got lots of things happening coming up this week.
Good Friday is, of course, the main fundraising day. What did Uncle Bob's Club do?
So the Uncle Bob's Club, we raise money for children's health. So we raise money locally and obviously our biggest fundraiser is the Good Friday appeal.
And how do you raise the majority of that money?
So on Friday, if you're downtown in Bendigo, you'll see people with tins. So they'll be doing what we call a tin shake. There'll be people at traffic lights as well, hoping to raise as much money as possible for such a fantastic cause.
That's awesome.
So many Central Victorians benefit from this as well. There's so many stories around Bendigo of families that use the children's hospital facilities.
Absolutely. So I've had a number of people contact me via Facebook and have said that they want to volunteer, and they've also shared their different stories that they've experienced with their own children or for themselves as a child. So it's such a fantastic hospital, and it's only an hour or so down the road.
Now, I love the idea of the tin shake. I've got an idea for you, Bec, though, because I feel like 2018, I never have coins in my pocket anymore. Can we be carrying the little FPOS things as well? Are there other ways that we can donate?
You can donate online, obviously, but yes, PayPass, we are looking into doing that in the future.
Are we really doing
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to donate online.
On Friday in Bendigo, though, it's going to be a massive effort. With so many people in town, you want to take advantage of it, but you need more bodies out on the street.
Absolutely, we do. So roughly now, we've probably got about 25. It would be fantastic to at least double that.
Oh, yeah, let's double that for sure.
We need people people at the different traffic lights, and then also throughout Roslyn Park, where we've got the Family Fun Day. We've also got the art show. We just need collectors anywhere to get around it and get as many people on the street shaking those tins.
Oh, if you want to be a tin shaker, Beck Pryor was with us from Uncle Bob's Club looking for more volunteers. We're going to share how you can get behind it on our Hit Facebook page. Thanks so much. Make sure you can, if you can, dig deep, you do, for the Good Friday appeal.
Weird news battles on Hit.
Let the battle round begin.
May I have the honours of going first?
Please, the honour is all mine. I don't know what people say in Jules. I've never been in one outside of
definitely
weird
not
news.
That polite. Surely.
What have you got? What have you got? Bring
so,
it.
What's the best part of a beef burger?
Eating it.
Yeah. Well, my favourite part is the sauce, tomato sauce.
Oh, like which part of
the burger? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Tomato sauce.
I would say the beef itself.
Fair call, but I'm a big sauce fanatic. I love sauce on everything. Yeah. I would eat it on everything if it was socially acceptable. But one of the problems with sauce is it spills everywhere, and you end up looking like the before on an infomercial for a product you don't need. You know, the black and white, like, oh, there's sauce everywhere. I don't know how to eat.
I don't even know how to put food in my body.
Well, fear not, person in infomercial, because there's a new product that has been, I guess, tested, tried, kickstarted.
Oh, kickstarted. That's a good buzzword.
Yeah, isn't it? Meaning no one's got faith in it. They have to get the general public to give us money. It's called ketchup slices.
What?
It is tomato sauce in a slice. So it's being condensed into what looks like a fruit roll-up.
Ooh.
To stop it from spilling everywhere.
Is that what's on your screen right now?
It is literally.
Oh, God,
baked,
that is not human.
It's baked,
that
ground,
is not good.
And dried tomato sauce to look like a fruit roll-up, which you then place on top of the burger or a sandwich or just eat it raw, I imagine.
90% of the point of sauce is the consistency is supposed to be liquid.
Yeah, it's already met its goal of $15,000 raised on one of these Kickstarter websites. But do you want to know the best part of the story?
You've invested?
We're getting a ton here. Make way, because your desk needs to be storage for ketchup slices. No, there's already reportedly a competitor called Ketchup Lever. There's two companies doing the same thing. Which one to invest in, Tim? That's my big question this morning. You've got your Bitcoin, whatever. Ketchup Leather or slices? I'm confused.
Can you use that as currency? Can you just take that off now?
I can't, because I'll eat it before I hand it over at the desk.
Oh, that is disgusting. Actually, your product could have been used in my weird news story today. There's been a lot of controversial stuff going on about cricket.
Oh, don't start.
At the moment. Well, I've found something that is even worse. It's going to make our cricket team feel a little bit better. This has happened in Bangladesh. A guy by the name of Adel Shikadir. He's made a bet on their local league for $2,346.
Whoa.
Or 150,000 taka, which is their local currency. He's lost the bet, Flick, over who would win a cricket match over there in Bangladesh. And so what did he do instead of paying the bet, instead of paying it off?
What did he do?
Faked his own death. So he's got a friend who has filmed his murder. The video has gone up onto social media. It's been viewed over 10,000 times within about 48 hours, prompting a manhunt for the body. The police have got involved and they found that he was actually alive and well, and now he's got to pay the money anyway.
Well, all this is good fodder for those gamble responsibly ads that are circulating, aren't
there
they? They're going to use those with the Know the Odds ads, surely.
Poor old Adel Shikadir. Hello?
Is it
the same Adel?
The same Adel?
I didn't know it was a common name.
I don't think so. I think she'd be able to pay a $2,000 gambling debt.
I think Adele's got some serious money problems with the cricket at the moment.
I'm keeping it light. I'm keeping it fun because Tim's getting old and cranky.
I'm not old and cranky. I'm just pointing out that sometimes some of our wonderful hits in old school don't make 100% sense. It's my one chance where I get to ask our songwriters the big question.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? And today, for What Do You Mean Wednesday, I'm talking to Anne Marie. She's got a great song at the moment. It's very, very catchy.
With Marshmello, the big producer that wears massive Marshmello head.
Don't go look at me with that look in your eyes.
It's called Friends.
It's called Friends.
So in this song, her main thing in this song is there's a guy and he wants to be with her, but she's like, no, we're just friends.
It's actually a really good message because it's all about like the friend zone and how women, you know, like it's not, we don't have to be in a relationship with you. It's just you know, they're just friends. Just
fair enough. It. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Now, in the song, she says something and she just said it there. Yeah. Let's get that again.
Yeah, you want to hear
it? She says, haven't I made it obvious? She's saying how clear she's making it, and then she spells it out. Can we just pause that right there? Okay, she goes, haven't I made it obvious? Haven't I made it clear? Can I make it any more obvious? Let me spell it out for you. F-R-I-N-D-S.
Let's hear it again.
Okay. I'll tell you why he doesn't get the message, Anne-Marie. Because you misspell the word friends about 400 times in your song.
Whoa. Not 400. Maybe about 20.
She doesn't like every single chorus.
Yeah, but 400. It's still a high number. You're right.
This is why there's a mixed message, because she's spelling the word friends.
But she does go...
She slows it down.
She's got a bit more time in the song. Give her credit. She does correct herself.
It's still a very mixed message. Sometimes it's a New Zealand, like, hey, let's be friends.
Would you like to be friends with me? Maybe you could come to Christchurch and meet my family. Would that be choice, eh, Brew? Let's be friends.
Listen, Anne-Marie.
Maybe she is New Zealand. You haven't done research in there, have you? Do you know what country's Anne-Marie from?
America?
Do you know that? You don't know that?
She's definitely not.
You don't know that. She could have been a Flight of the Conchords actor at one point. You're not sure, are you now?
Anne-Marie, get your act together. Sort out your spelling before...
Kids, either way, it's nice to be nice to people. Make some new friends today. And that's all I've got to say.
F-R-I-N-D-S.
Friends. Easy. This is The Catch-Up on HIT. With Flick and Tim.